Okay. Let's go back to a little brachas. Okay. So where do we leave off? Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. Nachama. Let's see again. There was the Mishnah says, Yoshvu, the Mishnah is on Mem Beis Amid Aleph, on the bottom, towards the bottom. If Yoshvu, Kalecha V'Echem V'Varach Le'atzma. If Hesebu, Echem V'Varach L'Kulam. And that goes on the pas. That goes on the bread. So the Gemara has, in other words, you don't allow Shemeh Koine by Birchas Hanen, by Hamoitzi. You need Dafke Hesebu, because then the whole Chabur is obligated to offer one Hamoitzi. But you don't allow the regular din of Shemeh Koine. So the Gemara has a Machloikas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. They were contemporaries. They both learned by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi at the same time. And then Gimel and Gemara has a Machloikas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So there are two versions. There are two versions there. What is the machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan? So the first version is Loshan al pas the boy has seva. Aval yain la boy has seva. In other words, other things other than pas, you don't need a seva. We do allow shemei koinah. If a few people are eating ice cream together, one can say shahakol, and everybody will be yotzei. You only need a seva. This whole din that we don't permit shemei koinah by birchas hanenin is only reserved to pas. Rabbi Yechon disagrees. I feel the yain nami boy has seba. Yain and pas are the two that need a seba. and eating ice cream or eating potato chips, you don't need a seba. One person can say the bracha, and you will say shemei koina. Everybody else can be yotz. That's the first version. Ikar yami, the second version is there's machlekes Rabbi Yechonon, but not that all other foods you allow shemei koina. No, Omer Rab Loshan al the pasta manyale has seba. Aval Yain Lam Mahanyala say Rabbi Yechon disagrees. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechon and pass on Yain Mahanyalu Aseib. And all the other foods, the ice cream party and the potato chip party and the popcorn party, Lam Mahanyala Aseib. It wouldn't even help. So that's how Machlekes, the Ramam and the Raivin in 2 days in Shulchan Aruch had a paskin, like the Lishnakam or the Lishnan Basar. You're having a birthday party and all the people are eating ice cream or everybody's eating potato chips. So can one person say the Shahakal for everybody? Can one person say the Bar Pi Adama for the whole group? So that's a machlokes. So the Poshup Shat Nigimara was that according to the opinion that Rav, what was the first version of Rav? Lo Shana Ola Pas, the boy has seba. Aval Yayin Lo Boy has seba. The Yayin is the same as potatoes, the same as ice cream. And you say Shemei Akaina. You say Shemei Akaina. You don't need that the Chabura should offer one bracha. But when you continue the Gemara, you see that that's not the pshat. You continue the Gemara, because the Gemara has a kasha. Meisve. What do they ask? Kesa said, Haseib, Orch Nechnasim Yoshma Gabi Sapsalim. This is a Tosefta, and it's spelling out all the details of the Mishnah that appeared on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph towards the bottom. Gives you more details in that case. Kesa said, Haseib, Orch nechnasim yoshim al gabi sapsalim, al gabi katadroes, al chikon sukulam. Okay. Avir lehem mayim kol echad v'yechad noitol yodo achas. What is that all about? He's doing a tilis yadayim on one hand. What's he doing tilis yadayim on one hand? So it says, because bo lehem yayim kol echad v'yechad mevarach li'atzma. So what's he washing the tilis yadayim in order to drink wine? So Tosis says, "Mepnei kovod habracha." He's washing the hand. Mepnei kovod habracha. He's going to say, "Bor pi agafen on the wine." In fact, Tosis Akasha, the top Tosis. There is a Gemara that says, "Hanotol yavdu the Paris hareze migasi haruach." You're not allowed to wash until the yadayim for Paris. If you have a Paris davish tibula ben mashke and dip it into a mashke, then the Gemara says in Psochim in the last perk, then you muchiv to do an until the yadayim. But just to eat Paris like this. He's putting on an act as if he's so religious. The Chachamim all made a takana, you have to wash for bread. You don't have to wash for Paris. So Tosfos says, what's over here? The guy's washing the one hand that's going to hold up the cup out of cover, that bracha. Since when? Isn't it a violation of Hanotol Yodav LePeris, Arezim Migase HaRuach? And for Tosfos, it would be a violation if you would wash both hands. there's no issa. If you're doing it till the sadaim on both hands, he wants to wash his hands. What does Rashi say? Noitel yoda achas lekabel bo kos sheshosa lefnei hamozan. I'm not sure what Rashi is driving at. Noitel yoda achas lekabel bo kos sheshosa lefnei hamozan. Lefnei hamozan, not before the benching, before the whole meal begins, before they're gonna say hamoitzi. But I don't understand what he means by that. What do you mean? His hand is dirty and it doesn't want the cup to get dirty. I don't know what Rashi says. Tyson says out of kavod habracha. A chumra, mikra din, you don't need it. Out of kavod habracha, he wants to wash, and it's not a violation of a notel yadu of the peris, or eizim mikas habracha, because it's not washing both hands. Very strange. It's not, no one explains what's going on here. Very strange practice to have notel yadu achas. That's a person who wants to eat a sandwich of bread. So he has to wash both hands. Let's say he's going to hold one hand behind his back and he's going to eat the whole sandwich holding one hand. He still has to wash both hands. The Gemara has a discussion. Let's say a person is an invalid and he can't hold the food. Someone else has to feed him. So do you have to wash his hands before he eats the bread? He's eating the bread, but he's not touching the bread. Someone else is feeding him, fork feeding him everything. So the din is he has to wash his hands. He does have to wash his hands. The one is feeding him. The one who's holding the bread does not have to wash his hands. Only one is eating. Even though one is eating is so weak, he can't pick up the food. Eichel machmas machil. That's a gemara at the beginning of Kol HaBasar and Chulin. That's called Eichel machmas machil. Someone else is feeding me. So the one who's eating the bread, that's the takanas chacham, has to wash. Even though the whole idea of the tivus yadayim is to remove the tumah, yadayim shnei is saying to remove the tumah, so when he touches the bread, he won't be metamiyah. So you would think that it depends on the one who's touching the bread, not on the one who is eating the bread. If you're eating it without touching, you shouldn't have to wash. And one is feeding me, he's touching bread, should have to wash it. Why says not so? One is touching the bread, not eating it, does not have to wash. One is eating it, not touching, does have to wash. Yeah. On the tilus yadayim. The reason for the takana and the way the takana works are not always the same. What motivated the takana was because of tumas hayadayim, stam yadayim shniyah same. But then the mahalach of the takana doesn't always correspond with the reason for the takana. So that's over here. The oichel machmas machil, the oichel has to wash even though he's not touching the bread. And the machil does not have to wash even though he is touching the bread. And everything should really have depended on the touching, but it's not so. So what happened over here? Nachamol. So the yoshvim, they're not mesubim. So since there's no haseba, everybody has to say his own bracha. Why can't you have one person say the bracha for everybody else? So the pashtus is because they need haseba, and there is no haseba over here. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. Rav says, lo shana lepaz, the boy haseba, abal yain, le boy haseba. Yayin lo boy haseba. Yayin is like potatoes. Yayin is like ice cream. Only pas needs haseba. Yayin is like everything else, does need haseba. So the Gemara is going to ask Mesve. The Tosefta seems to contradict it. Bolehem yayin, because they're yoshrim, they're not mesubim. Kalech mevaruch liatmo. Then olu, they go upstairs. The hors d'oeuvres, or whatever it is served over here. Or the drinks are served over here. Then they announce that the meal is being served, so everybody should go up another three flights to the big grand ballroom. They're going to eat upstairs. Olu, and there, vehesebu. Ah! So then, obala hamayim to wash until this is time for bread. Afopish galach vech not till yora achas. Everybody washed one hand in order to say bar piyagaf mifor, I've covered our bracha. Chosim not to shtay yodav, because the original till this yadayim was stam amidus chasid. It wasn't mikir adin. So the Netilus Yadayim wasn't Chal originally. Stam Nikiyas Hayadayim. Bolahem Yayin. When they serve wine again, Alpha Bishka Lecha V'yechad B'yuch Li'atzma, Echa Mevarech Li'kulom. So what is the Gemara? Yeska Kasha. Lech Lishnan De'omar Rav Lashan Alat Pas De'boy Yasei Bal Yana Boy Yasei. According to the first version, the Rav holds that Yayin does need a Sei B'kasha Reisha. How come it says in the Reisha that kolecha liyachud mevarach liyatzmo by the bar piagofen. Bolehem yayin kolecha liyachud mevarach liyatzmo. Why? Because it wasn't a hesebu. But Rab says, Lo shana ola pas, the boy has seba. Yain la boy has seba. So let one person say the bar piyag lafen to be moitzi everybody. That's the Gemara's kashin from the kasha reisha. The reisha of the Tosefta contradicts Rav. What does the Gemara answer? Shani orchim the taitaihu le me'ekar. They plan to go upstairs. So therefore what? So Rashi has a long arichas here. This is not a typical Rashi. Rashi usually gives a half a line, just two lines. Here he has all 10 lines. Shani Yochan de Datai Lemekar, Sofan Lemekar, the end is going to be to go upstairs to the grand ballroom. They're not going to eat the meal here. Velalos, to go upstairs, Alohaseb and Mokam Acher, to have Haseb. Shainza Mokam Hamasiba, this is where the reception is. The meal is going to be upstairs. Mokam Hamasiba, the meal is. Elakan Yoshua, she is Kansu Kolakun, until everybody shows up. Udach Balabat Mashim, Hoyelizaman Lusudos, Mokam Anim. That's why they call Orchem. Orchem means that they're poor. Okay. V'hodam harav yayin. L'boi haseba. What did he mean by that? So Poshib Shat was just like ice cream and potatoes. There's no inyan of haseba. You do allow. Shemeh Kohen. And if one person says Hodama, and everybody's yaitse. One person says Shahakol on the ice cream, and everybody's yaitse. So the same over here. So he says, no. Yain laboy haseba doesn't mean it's like potatoes, that people can be walking a different direction. This one guy screams out, pay attention, I'm going to say bar piadama. He says bar piadama. No. He says, Rashi says, you don't need haseba, but you need yeshiva. You do need a tziruf. Hodi amarav, yain laboy haseba, eli yeshiva bialma. That's what Rashi adds on. You do need yeshiva. Not that it's like potatoes and ice cream that you don't need any tziruf at all. No, potatoes and ice cream, not such a choshev bracha. So you do allow shemei koine. One person says the bracha and everybody's yotze. But by pas and yayin is not so, but there's a slight difference between pas and yayin. Not such a made, even according to Rav. We pas and Rabbi Yechon and pas and yayin, the same thing. That you need a seba mamish. And even Rav didn't say that yayin is the same as potatoes and ice cream. But you need yeshiva bialmash. You need yeshiva bialma. You need the whole chabura should be sitting together. You only need haseba to be mesa valamita. That's if you have pas. But by yain, there's no need to have haseba. It's enough with the tziruf to say it's one big chabura if you have yeshiva. But over here, the yeshiva doesn't count because the ikka yeshiva is going to be upstairs when they go to the grand ballroom. Rab only says it's good enough, it's maspik with yeshiva b'yalma, that shelo b'shah suda karma, or b'shah suda b'makam asuda. But here there is going to be a suda, and this is shelo b'makam suda, so this doesn't count. So he says, Rab never meant to say that yayin is the same as potato, same as ice cream, but that you don't need any tziruf at all. You allow shemei koina. No, shemei koina is by all other things, all other food. You don't allow Shemei Koine Beyayin unless he can declare it's all one big Chabura. The Chabura offered one bracha. But whereas by Pas, you need Haseba to declare it's one Chabura, because Pas, that was the practice that they had. They used to recline on beds. But by Yayin, they can choke. So by Yayin, it's enough with Yeshiva. You don't need Haseba, but you do need Yeshiva. That's the key to the Gemara here. Wow. Rashi added on something very important here. So again, so the Gemara says, Kasha Reisha, according to Rav, the Rav sounds like he holds that Yayin is dina ke ice cream, and dina ke potatoes, so why can't you say Shemekah? And the answer is Shani Yoch Natai Lamekar. He never said Yayin is like potatoes. Yayin also needs a tziruf together. Here there is no tziruf. The tziruf usually is enough with yeshiva, you don't need haseba, but here, since Taila Mecca, they're going to go to a different floor where the masib is going to be, where the whole meal is going to be served in the grand ballroom. So there's no chabur over here. Well, lehech lishna the Amar Rav l'shana l'pasta manani l'seiba yan mahan l'seiba kasha seifa. What's this? What was the second version of Rav? That it doesn't even help haseiba. Yeah, but it says in the seifa in the Mishnah echem avarch l'kulam haseiba echem avarch l'kulam. One says bar piagof and the other is ayotze. So it's beferish in the Mishnah that sometimes we do allow one person to say bar piagof and everybody else is yaitse. And for the Gemara, shiny hossam, the migud who come on, you'll say bar pas, man you'll say bar yai. Since it's a chabura ben get to the pas, so it's also a chabura ben get to the yai. So that's an important Gemara. Sheds light on what we said before. What do you mean? Yayin lo boy has seba. It's not that the yayin is like ice cream and potatoes that you say shemeh koina. It's not true. You don't say shemeh koina. It's different, but it's not the same as pas. Pas you need a seba. Yayin you need yeshiva. Shiva is good enough. You don't need a seba. But it's not that you don't need a tziruf at all. And then the Migud de Mahadiyale, Seib Le Paz, Mahadiyale, Seib Le Yain, that explains the Seif. Then Shalos Ben Zayma, so he says, Eim Beis Habli Aponei, Eim Asicha Metoch HaSuda. We mentioned, that's the Gemara in Tainus tells the story. Two Chachamim are eating together, and one told the other, while I'm eating the meal, tell me Advar Torah. Why should I waste the Bittul Torah? Tell me Advar Torah. So he said, Eim Asicha Metoch HaSuda. What do you mean, Eim Asichim? Eim Asichim means you're not allowed to cause the other person to talk. I'm going to tell you a Dvar Torah about your reading, but you may get so excited about what I'm going to say. And then he startled him. He told him, Yankov Vino Loi Meis. What did he say such a startling thing for? Because he wanted to show him that he's going to react. He's going to talk in the middle. So he said, what do you mean, Yankov Vino Loi Meis? But they said a hesped, and they embalmed him, and they buried him. How can you say Loi Meis? So that's why he told him a startling thing, to show him that you shouldn't listen. Not only you shouldn't talk in the middle while you're about to swallow, you shouldn't listen either. You shouldn't cause someone else to talk in the middle of the meal, because they may say something that's very startling, and the guy may want to talk in the middle. He may choke.
If Rashi wanted to say that yeshiva exists by yain, as opposed to all other foods, and another concept called yeshiva, how could Tosfos ever say that yeshiva yidan is kesev v'zu? Because even the Gemara earlier is mechalek between the two things.
In the days of the Gemara, there were two things. There was yeshiva, and that was partial kviyas, and then there was a seba, which is the full kviyas. So for pas, you need the full kviyas. And for yayin, Rab's opinion was that the partial kviyas is sufficient. But as man is that nobody eats but a seba. So the maximum kviyas that we ever had is sitting around the table. That's yeshiva didan, ke seba didu. In the days of the Tanoim, the full kviyas was when you had a seba.
Does that mean,
according to that sheet, that
we would need even less than yeshiva for yayin?
Because
yayin doesn't need the full
kviyas
that pas does. I mean, nowadays we wouldn't even need yeshiva for yayin.
Not necessarily. You have to keep on making it. In the days of the Tanaim, there was a difference between pas and yayin, because yayin you're drinking. So why should he lay down on a bed in order to drink? It's very uncomfortable. He laid down on a bed in order to eat the bread. So today, they're both, the yeshiva is good for the yayin. In the days of the Tanaim, it's the same. And the pas changed. Yeah, Taisus has a shaila. The whole reason why you're not allowed to be moitzi someone else in the middle of a meal, because what if he say sabri? What if he say everybody pay attention? I'm gonna say a bracha bar piagof. So if I call everybody's attention, maybe then it's okay. Even though em beshabli aponu em esich metoch hasude, I'll make an announcement. Everybody, please stop eating for a moment. I want to say bar piagof and to be moitzi everybody with the bracha. So Tosfos quotes one opinion of Yesh Mefarshim. The Tosfos hold by Esav Li Aponui. Tosfos says Yesh Mefarshim Kushayim Esavri Morai. Everybody, please pay attention. Hey Menichem Lechol. They all stop eating. Kedei Lishmoy Habrocha Lanasamein. That he can patter them. Sheyu Pturim. He can patter them from the bracha. And then Tosfos thinks that it's not so. Even though it makes good sense, maybe Kach Tiknu Chachamim that you shouldn't. If it's in the middle of the meal, you shouldn't come up with your own solutions to the problem. You shouldn't say that if you say savri is good enough. So when do we say savri? When no one started to eat yet. When you're saying kiddush. When you say kiddush and when you say havdalah. That's what the Goinim have an expression. Masbirim ala yayin and marshim ala pas. It's the same thing. Bishus and savri, the same thing. Say, please everybody pay attention. I want to say a broch and I want you to be yotzei also. So before you're about to drink wine, you say savri. Savri means pay attention. Before you're about to say amoitzi, you say bishus. So that's called masbirim ala yayin umarshim ala pas. That's the meaning. There's a machlokes by wedding. I was at a wedding last night. So the machlokes by wedding, before the Masada Kedushin says Bar Piagof, and what should he say? Should he say Bishus or should he say Sevri? So some Rabbanim don't want to get involved in machlokes, so they don't say either. But that's not right. Everybody agrees. You're supposed to tell the chassan in English, okay? Tell the chassan kal in English. Pay attention to the bracha. The bracha is for you. I'm not going to drink the wine, so you've got to pay attention. Don't talk. So you got to say something. That was a long ago. We used to say Sevri. But in Nachal Shiva is the sefer about the text of the Ksuba and the text of the Tanoim, the text of the Shtar Mechira for Shabbos, and so on. It has all the Nischos for the Shtars. So the Nachal Shiva quotes the Machloikas by a Chasana, whether you should say Sevri or you should say Bishus. So that's what the... Yeah, why is the minute that you say L'chaim when someone drinks wine? So the Rishonim explain why, because the Mishnah Sanhedrin says that the Haruge Bezen, they didn't want them to feel too much pain, so they used to get them drunk before they gave them the Mises Bezen. So they used to give them strong wine. And based on the Pasuk, it was the Pasuk, Tunu Sheikh Eloived V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. Where is that? Kohelas? Mishlei? Forgot. Mishlei maybe. Tunu Sheikh Eloived. Sheikha means Yain HaMeshaker, doesn't mean beer. Tunu Sheikha Lo'evit, give strong wine to the guy who's going to lose his life, so he won't feel the pain. He won't feel so much pain. So in the days of the Bismansha that they gave Mrs. Bezen, so the wine used to be strong wine, the guy was going to go to his death. So when we give wine to a living person, he's not going to die, so we say L'chaim. It shouldn't be L'chaim or L'lamav, it shouldn't be L'lamav. But you can't be mapsik in between. Let's say the guy's going to say Bar Piagof and he didn't drink it yet. And everybody's going to drink based on his brachas. You shouldn't say L'chaim then. Say L'chaim before he's about to say the brach. Or after you take a sip of the wine. Yeah, what is Taisa's raise in Shaila? On Shina Yayin, the Gemara has later. Shina Yayin, Tzorach L'Baruch, HaToy V'Ameitiv. That's going to be a bracha later. The Gemara has it later. So the Shaila is, you only say Atoy V'Ameitiv, they quote the Gemara from Nuntes, you only say Atoy V'Ameitiv if someone else shares the Simcha. Let's say the wife had a baby boy, so the wife survived the birth, so she has a baby, and the husband has a baby. So they share the baby in common. So the husband, each one says, Baruch Atoy V'Ameitiv. Even if the husband is here, they say, wrote that Rabbi Chana Vassman's wife gave birth to a baby boy, and he was learning in Radin in the Koilo, and they sent him a telegram. So he read the telegram, stood up, he sat down and continued to learn. His wife was out of town. His wife gave birth somewhere else. He wasn't there. So you don't have to have the Gemara's Loshin. Havagav Deinishto Etzlo. Tosis says the wife is in the hospital. The husband's in the Beis Medrash. It's not Etzlo. The Gemara's Loshin there is the wife is sharing this Simcha Bahadei. The wife is sharing with him, but she's not there in the same place. Not necessarily in the same place. Well, let's say the father died and he left a big Yerusha. So if I'm the only one who gets the Yerusha, so I say Shachyanu. If I share the Yerusha with someone else, so we say Atoiv Ameitav. Atoiv Liv Ameitav L'Acherim. Atoiv Ameitav is when it's shared by more than one person. That's a single boy buys an automobile. So he says Shachyanu. The married person buys an automobile, he and his wife and his children are going to all use it. So you say Atoiv Ameitiv. When you buy a house, so you have a family, you say Atoiv Ameitiv, because it's going to be shared by many people. When you buy your girlfriend an engagement ring, so then you say Atoiv Ameitiv, because when you give her the ring, because she's excited she got a ring, and you're excited that she accepted your proposal. So that's why you say Atoiv Ameitiv, because they're both excited about it. Mestama, one should say the bracha. They're both together. When it gets engaged, they're both together. So Mestama, one should say the bracha and tell the other one, have a mind to be yotzei. So if it's the Zivik Rishon, so Mestama, the boy should say. If it's the Zivik Sheni, the girl should say. I don't know. You alternate back and forth. I don't know. You've got to have equal. Yeah. Then the last few lines in Taisis we discussed. Taisis raises the question, Avol tzarachiyon k'tzas, not sure it's a big tzarachiyon k'tzas, me'habdola, sh'anem abdilim v'yomdim, Everybody's staying. Seichon apochim zerzem yayinim ehavdola. How do I pata the other person from the Bor Piragofen? Sheinan ala yashma lo mesubim. Yeshiva didan kesei b'ditu. But we all stand by havdola. So what's going on? How can I be moitzed the other? So the Poshim shot in Tosis. That's what we said, the Birchas Rosh says. Poshim shot in Tosis says that their meaning was that just like by us, by Kiddush, everybody takes a sip of the wine. So their practice was by havdola. Everybody had a sip of the wine. So that's what they're raising an issue. How can I be moitzed them with the Bor Piragofen? You have to have the whole chabura should be eating together the hasebo or be yeshiva. Yeshiva didan kesebo the two. But there isn't even any yeshiva. So then, but let's say if the minig is now that only the one that says havdala drinks the wine. So then you don't need yeshiva. What you need yeshiva is only if the others want to be yotze with the Bor Piragofen. Yeah.
It says havdala. I mean, it's not just yain, it's also havdala. Yeah. It's not just a question.
So that's what the Birchas Rosh thinks that it's not correct. He thinks that the Lashon HaTosef Megumgam. Havdala, you can't be moitzi the other person. You don't need kviyas for Havdala. Havdala is like Birchas HaMitzvah. That the din is yotza moitzi. Only the yayin is the issue. So the Chazon Ish was unhappy about the whole Tosis. What's the problem with the yayin either? The Gemara says in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that Bor Piragofen of Kiddush, I can say for you, even though I'm not drinking at all. Yotza moitzi. Everybody was yotza Kiddush. I'm saying the whole Kiddush for you. So I'm not drinking wine at all. So just like on the Kiddush Yotza Moitzi, on the Bor Piragofen of the Kiddush is also Yotza Moitzi. So Chazon Ish thought that it should be the same Havdalah. Havdalah should be the same as Kiddush. So the Bor Piragofen, I should be able to say Bor Piragofen for someone else even if I'm not drinking with them. So why did Tosis say that he didn't understand? Why did Tosis envision a problem? What's a tzorchin k'tzas? Why do Tosis think that it's a problem? How can you be yotze the others with the Bor Piragofen? So we suggest that apparently Tosis thinks that there's a major distinction between Kiddush and Havdalah. The Havdalah, the Bor Piragofen, is purely a Birchas Hanenin. And by Kiddush, the Bor Piragofen is an integral part of the Kiddush. So that's why you can say yotze moitze even on the Bor Piragofen of the Kiddush. But Havdalah is not. And that's what the Rashi and the Tshuva, they call the Magen Avraham calls the Tshuva from the Likutei Pardes, Melamed Pei. Likutei Pardes, a Kitzur, the Sefer Pardes, which is written by one of the Talmidim of Rashi, that someone once walked in the middle of Havdalah, he heard the last bracha, Hamav the Mekadosh Lachol, but he didn't hear the Bor Piragofen. So Rashi said, you don't have to hear Bor Piragofen. Bor Piragofen of Havdalah is not part of Havdalah. As Rav Soloveitchik said, the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim, he does know if Rashi would say it by Kiddush. If someone walked in the middle of Kiddush, he missed the Bor Piragofen, but he heard the bracha, Shekhashan Sosa Virotzavanu, he heard the Kiddush. Would you be Yotze? Maybe not. Maybe you're not Yotze Kiddush unless you hear the Bor Piragofen as well. Maybe that's why the Gemara says Yotze Moitze even on the Bor Piragofen of the Kiddush, because the Bor Piragofen blends in to become part of the Kiddush. But then Tosi recommends everybody should sit. Everybody should sit. So that's what the Birchas Rosh says. Yeah, everyone should sit if they want to drink wine. If they're not interested in drinking wine. So what's the issue? There's no reason why they should sit. The Ramah quotes this Tosis, and the Bi'ur HaGrah says, the Tosis Amem Gimel. So some assume that the Bi'ur HaGrah doesn't disagree, so it means that he agrees. But we know it's not true. The Vilna Gaon used to say Havdalah standing, he didn't say Havdalah sitting. That's why they quote Rav Chaim Elojim and says, he remembers the Gros said Havdalah standing. Because he wasn't interested in drinking the wine. If you're not interested in drinking the wine, the other people are not going to drink the wine, so you don't have to have yeshiva. Okay, tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's a normal day, regular day. We'll try. Oh, what time?
12:15.
12:15 in this classroom. Not wrong. We should eat before 12:15. Have your lunch here. Okay. Yeah, maybe a little late.
Strictly
speaking, you can. Someone told me that.